We are on Daf Kuf Dalet Amid Beis. We heard in the Mishnah that Umemalin Miber Hagoyla Miber Hagodol Bagalgol Beshabbos Mibeer Hakir Biyontif. And the Be'er Hakir, your mutter to be Memale with a Galgal in Yontif and not in Shabbos. Look to Gemara, Umibeer Hakir. So the Gemara asks, "My be'er hakir?" Omar Shmuel boer shehikru oleho dvorim behitiruha. Zok Rashi shehikru oleho dvorim sheolu min hagoyla hutzruchu lo kidolakamo. Those who were oila min hagoyla, they needed, was a necessity to use this be'er. Seems it was a necessity to use a galgal also. V'nimnu v'hitiru u'botlu takones hashvus mimeno l'male semeno begalgo. So they were matter the shvus. There was already a shvus noyeg that one is not permitted to use a galgo. And they were matter, the oile goile were matter. V'loi hitiru ela oiso levado. They only matter this boy. Hekeiru loshen kriye. Sheviu rayis ledivreyem. Sheyesh bem koyach laker shvus mitnei doichko. So like they put up a koil koire. That means they brought proof that rayis and echoches and omdul haminyin, that even though there was a shvus that one is not permitted to be memale with a galgal, as we learned previously, als shemayashke leginosoi lechubosoi. But al koponim, here, since there was a shas atchak, so they were oikel the shvus on this bayer. Bayer shehikru ole advor vitiruo. Zuk te gemore meisvei, we learned in a baraisa, loi kol ha bayreis, Hakeiros hitiru elo zu bulvat. They were not matter all the boires hakeiros, only this one. The amret shekeiru dvorim oleho, if the taich of kir is a loshen kriyim. So the boir hakeir means the boir which they were koire, that this is mutter, they were matter this boir. Mai zu bulvat. Not loy kol ha-boyres ha-keres, elo zu bilvad. This is the only boyer that they were kaira heter. There aren't other boyres. Vaistais ha-keres means something else. It does not mean that they were kaira heter because they're only kaira heter to one boyer. Mai zu bilvad, zukt Rashi, hech yikru lishar boyres boyer ha-ker. How do you say you're making a... There's a number of boyres akeres, and dafke this one is muta. Harei lo yehukru dvorim ela alzu. Bediktoni boyer aker, pshite dohu lechu dekashoy. This was the one, there was only one boyer that it was a kriya lahatir. So you cannot say that the shayrish of the word hakir is derived from kriya. Because there was only one boyer that they were kriya lahatir. Elo Omar Rav Nachman by Yitzrok Be'er Mayim Chayim. This was a Be'er Mayim Chayim, and that's why it's called Be'er Hakir Shenemar Kehokir Bayer Meimel. Zot Rashi, Elo Omar Rav Nachman by Yitzrok Ayedei Shemayim Chayim Hoiso. Since there was Mayim Chayim, Kogi lei boyer hakir loshen makir kemoi ke hokir bir bayer meimel. What does that mean? Kemoi shemayon makir haneveya mischadish vahoylech umaysif tomit. Just like if you have a mayon that has a source that is constantly flowing and being mechadish. So the pasuk says, "Kach heikera ra'osa." So the Roas Yerushalayim was similar to a mayon There was also the Averis were Kaseda flowing in Mischadish Bechol Yoim. Bayer Kemoi, Bayer Kemoi Be'er. Yeah. Now, the Teres Chaim is Ma'irer. What was the Heter? The Heter was, Aces Mipnei Dochkom. That was the Heter. So the Heter was Mipnei Dochkom. So why was it called? No, so what is Pshat in the Baraisa? The Baraisa says, Loi kol ha-boireis ha-keireis hitiru elo zubel vat. They were not matter all the boyres, they just matter this one, or Fashteitzer. Mahechitesi she bemata all the boyres. There was a special reason why they were matter this boyer. There was a doichik, that was necessary to be mishtamish with a galgo on this boyer. So this boyer, they were matter. Why should they be matter all the boyres? What is pshat in the barais? That's what the Teres Chaim asks. So the Teres Chaim answers as follows. The Emerson, a be'er ma'im chayim is roi l'shtiyas odom. And therefore, if it's roi l'shtiyas odom, there is not such a chash of shema yemalei mehem l'ginosei u'l'chulbosei. One is not memalei for a gin in a chube ma'im that's roi l'shtiyas odom. We had such a svara before also. So memele, so the svar, so that alone, that it was a be'er mayim chayim, that gufa was a svar to be matter to take with a galgo, because the chash falls off. There's not so great a chash, he might be memale leginosi lochobosa. So memele, so the b'raisa says, so you could think that that alone is the sibah saheta. So that's it, the b'raisa says, no. Loikol ha-boyreis ha-keireis hitiru, Elazu Bilva. What is the tziruf? Because here there was a doichik also. That means so there was a tziruf of two heterim. Als the doichik alone, the Teres Chaim says, so you can climb into it. You have to take out with a galgo. So memele, but the tziruf of both, the doichik, together, that was the be'er mayim chayim, that the gzera of galgo is not so applicable. So memele, that's why they were matter this boyrakir. Perhaps we'll see the Gemara a little later, perhaps we can say a little differently than the Teres Chaim. But that's what he says. Now let's go a little further. Gufe, loy kol ha-boyreis ha-keireis itiru, elozu bilvat. They were only matter this boyr. Ursha'olu b'nei ha-goyla. And the Mnei Agoyla wa Oyla, Chonu Aleho, Unevim Shebeinayim Hitiru Lahem. They were then the Nevim Shebeinayim wa Mata. So the Gemara says, Beloi Nevim Shebeinayim, it wasn't the Nevim, Elamini Gavoysom Bideyim. The Nevim Shebeinayim, Chagi Ischar Yemalachi, when they were all of the all of Mnei Agoyla, Minigavisayim ba'oisei haboyer. We'll explain this later, the Minigavisayim. But let's try to understand. He says, the Baraisa relates when the Heter occurred. Ursha'olu b'nei ha-goyle chonu aleho. Was chonu aleho. Now what does that mean? What was the story over here? So, leflug, it would seem, and the b'nei ha-goyle wa'oyle from Bovel to Eretz Yisrael, Chonu aleh. So it seems that going up to Eretz Yisrael, chonu aleh. But if that is pshat, so it doesn't make any sense. Because we heard before in the Gemara that a meimer was matter to be memale from with a galgal from a chuse, because there was no gines and chubes there. Then there was something there that was shayre pishton. But if there's no sibita aser, so galgal is mutter. If we will learn that it's speaking about the way it would seem that when they were oile from Bovel to Eretz Yisrael, on their way to Eretz Yisrael, there was a psadoichik. So So what's the problem? There's no Guinness, there's no Chulbis. They weren't settled there, they were traveling. So what's Bechlaud the problem? That's problem number one. Problem number two, we have to understand, they were matter this galgal in Yontif. Shabbos not, Yontif yo. Now, how do we get this pshore? The Baal Tanura says, when he says pshat na mishnah, says Baal Tanura says as follows. Ubor ze hoyetzorich livnei ha-goyla beregel. The bnei ha-goyla that were oyla leregel. So it seems this, we're not speaking about the oylem from Bovel to Eretz Yisrael. We're speaking about the bnei ha-goyla that went up that were oyla shalish legol. That's number one. Vihitiru lemalois mimenu begalgal beregel. So they were matter beregel to be memalai. V'nishar beheteroi, so the Baal Tanura continues, and this heter remained, shememalim mimenu biyontev begalgal af b'medine. Now the Loshna Baal Tanura is very shver, but let's just chazarain what he said. He says as follows, we're speaking about the oile regel. They were matter from them, for them to be matter, to use a galgal, and to be shoyev mayim from this boil beregel. And this heter remained, shememalim mimenu biyontev, begalgal af bimedine. Now the words af bimedine is very unclear. The Melech Shloime and the Rishash Amoira, we're just speaking about one boil over here. There was one boil that they were matter. So they say that they were matter, v'hetiru l'malis menu begalgal beregel, v'nisher be'eteiroi shememalim imenu b'yontev af b'medine. Well, we're speaking about one boil, so what they were matter af b'medine. It could be that Pshatan de Baal Tanura is, dachsach mir, this boil was in Yerushalayim. And it could be the Oyla Regel, when the Oyla Regel came to Yerushalayim, there was perhaps a greater demand for water. And the Oyla Goyla needed to use this boil. But it was some, it wasn't Yerushalayim. They were Oyla Regel. So, we'll matter them in Yontif. Yontif, they were in Chutz Yerushalayim. They were Oyla Regel to be in Yerushalayim for Yontif. So, that's the Chmir. Baal Tanura says, b'medina, there's a machlokes in Masechtas Rosh Hashanah that toikim b'migdash avaloi b'medina, so others say, pshat, medina means Yerushalayim. Machlokes Rishonim. But it could be that medina taka means Yerushalayim. But l'chair, it makes sense. We were matter for the oile regal b'yontif. So l'chair, they want Yerushalayim already in yontif. And like, this would be a problem of tchumim. And they were matter also for the bnei ha-medina. Could be b'medina means the bnei ha-medina. The Rishash wants to say, maybe the Baal Tanura means we're matter lakel. But lakel means, this is pshat in the Baal Tanura, that the oil, when the oil regal came to Yerushalayim, there was a deichik, a necessity to use this boil. So they were matter for them, but not only for them were they matter, they were matter also for the Bnei HaMedina. They were matter for everyone. So it could be as follows. Could be that B'emes we were ma'ira before, that for the oile goile, b'chlal there's no problem. B'chlal there's no sibel igzer, because we passed the gzere, shema, yashke, leginose, lechubose, they don't have any gin in chulbe. But it could be, you can't make such a heter. You can't say in Yerushalayim that a galgal will be twice, well, they will matter a galgal in the Beis HaMikdosh. Boir ha-goile, boir ha-godl. That boil was used with a galgal. Now we have a heter of ein shvus b'migdosh. If you're matter in Yerushalayim, so you can't be matter halfway. Only the bnei agoyla can use this. The others can't use it. You can't do such a thing. If you're matter completely. So it could be, this is the tziruf. We mentioned before that Teiris Chaim says that the one of the tzodei ahetah was because it's a ber mayim chaim, so there's not so great a chash that will be mashke l'ginosi l'chubose. So it could be, this is the heter for the Bnei Medina, for the Bnei Yerushalayim. But for them alone, so that's what the Baraisa says. They were not all Be'er Mayim Chayim. If you're Mata, it's Be'er Mayim Chayim. So Memela, all over at Yisrael, you should be Mata. You should be Mata. So forget, they weren't Mata all over. You saw they were Mata for the Bnei Agoyla. The heter was for the Bnei Agoyla. The Bnei Agoyla needed this water. They needed a lot of water. They needed a galgal. Not the way that Teres Chaim says that he could go in with tapas of Oyla. Bnei Agoyla, there was a lot of people coming to be Oyla Regal in Yontif, so they needed it. They needed a galgal. But you can't be matter for them, yo and them, nit. So that was the tziruf. The tziruf was the Bnei Agoyla have a shas atchak. They need water. They have a problem come. A multitude of people came, and now there was a big strain on the water supply, so they needed this bear, so they needed it. But you can't be matter for them alone, so you have to be matter for everyone. So now we're coming into a problem. If the Bnei Yerushalayim will be permitted to use it, so now there's a chash shem yashke l'ginosay. So that we says no, but since it's a be'er mayim chayim, so meile it is not. The chash is not so great by the Bnei Yerushalayim. We have a doichik because of the oile goyle, and the tziruf of the doichik of the oile goyle, and it's a be'er mayim chaim l'gabi the Bnei Yerushalayim. That's why they were mat, and they were mat. That's the only matter in Yontif, because they only had to be matter because the yisod that had to was for the Bnei Agoyle. That was the only reason they were matter, and the Bnei Agoyle the only were matter in Yontif. Shabbos for some reason they weren't matter. They were only matter in Yontif. That was the Maisa Shehoya, that they were matter in Yontif. Maybe they just came in Yontif. Maybe by Shabbos they had time to prepare the word. Abba Kaponim, Yontif. For Yontif they were matter. That was the Heta. So could be this is Pshat in the Gemara, and Pshat in, so now we understand Yontif a little better, because so we're not speaking about Aliyah Rishoyne. Then there's no Shaykhis at all with Yontif. Now, the Gemara said that who are the matirim? Nevi'im shebeneim itiru. So the Gemara says, v'loi nevi'im shebeneim, elaminig avoisam bideim. So the Agos Yaivitz wants to say pshat, what's that? So what to say nevi'im shebeneim? Says the Gemara says, imsochim, im einam nevi'im, b'nei nevi'im. The Klal Yisrael are called b'nei nevi'im. So if Yidin are called b'nei nevi'im, so their ovis are called Nevi'im. So Memela, the previous Deiris, that means was already a heta minig avoisam b'yedayim. That means they always were noyig. They were always were noyig that the oile ha'goyle l'regel were mishtamish b'galgal b'berzu. So Memela, that means they came with that minig avoisam b'yedayim. That already, stomach could be, even before the chuban of the first bias already, I mean, there was a mesire that they were matter, begalgal, to this boy, for the tzoyche, oile regal from the goyle. Zog the Mishnah weiter. Sheret shenimtza b'migdosh. What happens if one finds in the Beis HaMikdash a dead sheretz? Koyin moitziyoy. So the koyin takes it out behem yonoy. He takes it out with his gartel. Sheloy lishois es hatume. Divrei Rabbi Yochanan ben Broike. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Broike says that we should not wait in order to avoid that is the sheretz which is in the Mikdash should remain there. So we take the first, with the first thing that is shayach to take him out without touching it. So that's the gartel of the kohen. So he schleps out his dead sheretz with his gartel. That's Rabbi Yochanan ben Broike. Rabbi Yehuda Omer b'tzvar shel eitz. No, they were not metame the gartel. We'll see for a few reasons. No, they went and looked for prongs that were made out of eights, which was pshutekli eights. Shalei l'rabbi says atume. We shouldn't be metame more things. Pshutekli eights are not mekabel tume. So fakert. So it's kedai to wait till you'll find prongs which will not be mekabel tume, in order to avoid being marbe tume, to being metama another keli. Let us see Rashi. Koyin maitziyoi behem yonai. B'shabes. V'loi chayish letilto. V'ein shvus b'migdash. So Rashi is explaining, b'emison, this shayla, the Masha explains it, that b'emison, there's a shayla, which we'll see in the Gemara. We have a yesodistic shayla. We want to get the sheretz out of the Beis HaMikdash as soon as possible. But we have two alternatives. One, we can speed up the yitziyah of the sheretz, but then we'll be metama akeli. Or we could avoid being metama akeli by looking around for pshutekli yeitz, but then there will be a shia of tume in the Beis HaMikdash. That is the yisod ha-machlokes. Now this machlokes is not a Shabbistic machlokes. This machlokes applies during the week also. This is a shayla in hilchis tumis migdosh, which is preferable, which is the less of the two evils. Now, so the shayla is, how does this Mishnah come into Erevin? This belongs in Kotchim. So therefore, this Mishnah comes into Erevin because we have here a new problem. We have here a problem that the sheretz is muktzeh. So there's a shayla of tiltul muktzeh over here. That is the problem. This is a Shabbistic problem. So on the Shabbistic problem, so the Mishnah, so that's what the Mishnah is coming to tell us. We're not chayish letiltul. There ain't shvus b'migdosh. That means out the muktzeh problem, there's no shayla. Now the Taisus Rid asks Akasha, he says, Alts mukte? What's the problem of mukte? He says, that sheretz is a graf shorei. Gemara says in Beye, they once found a dead achbo. It was by an oitzer of psomim. So they asked him what to do with it. So he said, you take it by the tail, you pick it up by the tail and take it out. The mokra is a shayl if you need, if the tiltum in a tzat. No, a graf shorei, you take out by your dying. So, frek the Taisvus Rid, so, what is the Ein Shvus B'Migdash? What is the problem of it? What's the Muktzadike problem? From the Chidushe Ami'iri, it would seem, he says, Apsashver Eteretz, the Taisvus Rid, Yisrael Kan Rashi, it's not Alts Muktzad, Takagrav Shorei. But the Chidushe Ami'iri seems to forever that a Grav Shorei is only B'mokim Achilosoi Oish Chivosoi. When he's eating there, or when he's sleeping there, so then there's a heter of graf sharei. If he's not living there, there's no heter of a graf sharei. The kahanim, the Beis HaMikdash, they weren't living there. They were, but keton ba'avoide. But that wasn't amokim dire of achilo or shchive. So memele, there's no heter of graf sharei. This was only done not for their purpose. This was done als kvoid HaMikdash. No, Kvayd HaMikdash is, so this hatter we don't have anymore. We lost that of Graf Sharei. So we have a new hatter, Ein Shvus B'Migdash. But that is how this Mishnah is belongs in Erevin. But Al Kaponim, the hatter is of Ein Shvus B'Migdash. Behem Yonai Bavneitai. So, he takes it out with his galtel. V'haf al gav de metame leila avnei. Shu Kodesh. Ah, he's metame the avnate. So what's the problem of being metame the avnate? So the, Sefer HaMitzvahs, the Rav Sadia Goin, Yeruchim Perlov, that's me, was the, he's mevayer that the Isser is to be metame and avnate. He says as far as the Isser is the Isser b'chol Kodesh loisiga. That one is not permitted to be metamed dvorim hamakudosh. B'chol kodesh loisig. And the avnate is kodesh. Now, he wants to fa'emfa akasha from the Goin Yaakov. The Goin Yaakov says the issa of b'chol kodesh loisiga only applies to tume, kochim. If you're metamed, it's fafalm, it's lost. you can't be metayer oichlin. So memele, so there's a din b'chol kodesh lo yisiga. Fregt goin Yaakov, but here on Avne, you table it, you can table a keili. So memele, how do you know b'chlal that there's an iso b'chol kodesh lo yisiga? So this Rabbi Yochanan Polo wants to say that he brings up Sagamor in Zvochim, that there's an iso di eraisa to be metame, the mei hakiya, the mayim, the one you use for nisuch hamayim, there's an iso b'chol kodesh lo yisiga on that. Now, on mayim, you could always be metaya mayim with zriya. You make a shokir to a mikveh, the mayim will become toyer. Ba'afal pikin is an iser b'chol kodesh lo'isiga. So you see, the iser is not because after your metame, it's not usable anymore. There's a bazundere din, metonish metame zayn kodesh. So memele, so that's how Rashi, so that's the problem of it. Ba'afal gav zik Rashi, the metame le'la avneit shu kodesh. This is better. To be metame bekum va'asei. The avneid shloilishe sasatume ba'azore. He shouldn't leave it there. The lachzer achat zva shel eitz to start searching for prongs of eitz shupshutik liyeitz and mekabelis tume. Ubi yodov leinogabo. He himself did not touch it leinitme koyin gufe. Hilkech behem yonei oichzai. This is the quickest action that can be taken. He chaps it on with his galto. Loinogabe. Visheretz ainem metame b'masa. Ah, he's carrying it. Sheretz is not metame b'masa. Va'avneit shemitmo visheretz. Ah, the avneit became tome ainem metame koin oichzai. But the avneit will not be metame the koin. The havelei avneit rishin letume. Alocher avechasi b'chol ha'shas shein odom v'keilim mekablim tume elo mi'ova tume bova. In Gan Shas you'll see that a rishon l'tume cannot be metame an odom. V'gan b'mikro in that Shas in the psukim also where we see tume as odom le'metzino tume l'keilim odom elo min ha'sheretz v'anevele chiyotzi bem shu'ava tume. An odom came as only mekabel tumah from an avatum, avarishin l'tumim etama oichlan namashkin. Kedechsiv v'chol kli cheres asher yipol mehem. It says if a sheretz will fall into kli cheres, kol asher besoicha yitma. The havelai kli cheres rishin l'tumah. The kli cheres the tano is a rishin l'tumah. Mikivin shen nitlo sheretz paviroi because there's a sheretz dangling in the yabit. Even though it didn't touch the kli cheres, but it's ba'ara kli cheres is mekabel tumah mi'aviro. Va'kli chayzer now this kli cheres umetame ma'ase besoicha. The kli cheres is mekabel tumah metame acherim ba'aviro. Ziyochel, I would think. Im hayu kelim besoicha. If there were kelim in this tano, in this kli cheres yitmu machmas kli rishon. Says kol asher besoicha yitmu talmud loyme kol asher besoicha yitmu. Besamach lein. Then the pasuk explains mikol oichel asher yeochel. Oichelanu mashkin mekablen tume machmas hakeli. Ve'en kli acher mitame mitma machmosoi b'shili akel sheichtem. Only an oichel amashk is mekabel tume from a klich, from a farishain and not a keli. So memele, so therefore the koyin will not become tome by touching the avneit, which is a rishain litum. That is the svar Rabbi Yochanan ben Breike. Rabbi Yudis says, b'tzva shal eit, she pshute kliyeit. And what is the svar of Rabbi Yudis? Shaloi l'rabbi says a tume. L'tamei ha'avneit. V'noyech lo'y la'ashoy say shom, so it's preferable to leave the sheretz there. V'lach ze achay atzvas mi l'rabbi satume than to be metame the avneit. Zog the Gemara weiter. Mei heichon moitziyin oisoy. From where do you take it out? Mei heichon moitziyin oisoy. Min ha'heichol ומין האולם, ומבין האולם למזבח, דברי רב שמעון בן אנס. רבי עקיבא אומר, כל מקום שחיובים על זדוני קורס, ועל שגגוסי חטוס, Misham Maitzin Oisai. Vishakala Makaimis Kaifan Allah Psachta. Now let us see. Meheichan Maitzin Oisai. Where, if you found a dead sheretz, the Mishnah says, in Shabbos, you're allowed to be metalto the sheretz. Where do you take it out? Min haheichol u min haula. Avol ba'azora. But what is, if you found this dead sheretz in the Azora im nimtzo shom, according to the Tanakame, according to Rabbi Shimon ben Anas, if you found the sheretz in the Azora, mechasayu besir. So you cover it with a pat, u meinichoy ad shetechshach. Now, we see Dachsach Merbs as a Merdike Diak in this Rashi. Rashi says, L'chayre, we would learn Pshat in the Mishnah. Where do you take it out from? You take it out from the Heichel. You take it out from the Ulam. You take it out from the Bein Ulam L'Mizbeach. When you come to the Azore, but not from the Azore. So L'chayre, we would learn Pshat, that when you come to the Azore, you leave it in the Azore. You take it out from the Heichel and the Ulam and thus, but you don't take it out from the Azor. But Rashi says, Avol ba'Azor, now that's not Pshat in the Mishnah. Im nimtzo shom, if you found a sheretz in the Azor, then you don't chep it with the sheretz. Im nimtzo shom mechaseyu. But if the sheretz was found in the Heichel, you take it out completely. As I weiß doch heute. So I also had a shtikel ha'ore. Now we're speaking about Shabbos. Mehechem mitzino yisei b'Shabbos. Where do you take it out in Shabbos? Now what's the whole Shabbos de Kishayla? The Shabbos de Kishayla is a mukta de Kishayla. As I say, it's from Rashi. It's a shayla of tiltal mukta. That's the shayla. I mean, metaltal a achbo. A dead sheretz. Now the Mishnah Berurah in Simen Shin Ches brings down that even though the poskim say, if a person has in his hand a kli shemalachte leisa, and it was, he picked it up, letzach gufa, letzach mekoymai, so now he's allowed to, if it's in his hand already, he's allowed to put it wherever he wants, he's allowed to carry it wherever he wants, tasavka kli shemalachte leisa, but mukze machmas gufoi, he brings from Devon Oiza, that means if a person had in his hand the eitzim v'avonim, so there's no heter to continue holding it. He had it, whatever that was, but now he has to put it down. So l'chayre, it's a sheshtikel ha'ora over here. That means if we're speaking about an hilchah Shabbos over here. The whole problem is a Shabbos, a muktzid, a tilpul muktzid in Shabbos. So from Rashi weist ois klo, and they were not matter tilpul muktzid from the Azore. That means if you find the sheretz in the Azor, you leave it there. You'll cover it with a psachta. But to take it out from the Azor, we'll see later in the Gemara, there's no heter to take it out from the Azor. So l'chayre, so he had a heter to take it out of the Heichel and the Ulam ben Umuzbeach, but when it comes to the Azor, what right does he have to take it out? So l'chayre wot epis ois gewissen, l'chayre not like these achoinim. That since I was metaltal mukze behet, even though it's mukze machmas gufoi, if you have it, you're allowed to carry it. Unless perhaps here there's a different inyan, to put down a sheretz in the Azore, maybe that's a psazai nishbekovedik, that to dump a sheretz in the Azore, maybe, if it's there already, you cover it, but to schlep it out and dump it into the Azore, shtals lachfor, they'll find 20 shchotzim in the, and then they'll dump everything in the Azor. It could be this a bazundere isa. Maybe that you don't do. If you found it in the Azor, then maybe you cover it. But to dump it in the Azor, to bring it, maybe that is the reason. But the Rehitas Advarim, it would seem that since he's holding the Mukze, he's permitted to take it out. That is the svare of Rav Shimon ben Anas. So Rav Shimon ben Anas holds that one is permitted only, the one is only permitted to be metalto the sheretz if it was found in the Heichel, the Ulam, or Bein Ulam L'Mizbeach. Rabbi Kiva says, Kol mokim shechayovim al zdoinei kores mikones loy betume. That means if the person, ish tomei, would go in to this area, So you can't slay betume, the hainu kula azore, so you take it out. You take it out. So if you find a dead sheretz there, you take it out of that mokim also. But if a sheretz was found in any other place, according to each man the Yoma Bezunda, the market the islay is a trash, the market the islay, the benan is kula azore, the rabbi kiva lishkaifs, is kaifin allah psachta. Sir shal nechayshes lechasoy say ad shetech shach lemeitzoy Shabbos. Siroy sov metageminin pesachta ravosay. So maybe that's it's a lotion. It's a part. They covered it with that. Rabbi Shimon Oimer, mokem shetiru lechoch hachomim mishaloch nasnu loch shleitiru loch elo mishum shvus. Now this memory is a memory of stumid that we'll have to see. The next Omud, Pshat and Rab Shimon, Meforish Begmor Heichakoi, Shaloch Nosnoloch, Kedem Meforish Begmor. Zog to Gemor weiter. Omar Rav Tovi Bar Kisne Omar Shmuel. Hamachnis Tomei Sheretz LeMikdosh Chai. If a person will bring into the Beis HaMikdosh something that was Mekabel Tume from a Sheretz, that means a keli that touched a sheretz. That's what Rashi says. Hamachnis tomei sheretz, kli shenitma b'sheretz. So it brings into the Beis HaMikdash a keli, a beged, as makabel tumah from a sheretz. So the aloch is his chayiv. What shall his chayiv? Chayiv chatos b'shoigik, because als doinoi, mishum ki es mikdash Hashem timei. There's metame the Beis HaMikdash. Now this is a very shvera Rashi. The Goyin asks on Rashi, the Taisis Rida already asked on Rashi. They ask, it's a Peledike Rashi, in Teres Koyinim state as follows. The Rashi in Chumash brings down this Teres Koyinim. In Teres Koyinim it says as follows. Im lo yechabais, ubesorei lo yirchatz. We're speaking about a person that became tomei, and was carrying a nevela, so the begodim became tomei. He became tomei. Bimlo yechabes ubesorei lo yirchatz v'nosa avoyna. So the Teres Koyinim says yochel al kibis begodov yehi anush koretz. Just like Venosa Avoina is going a besori lo yirchatz, if he's going into the Beis HaMikdash betumas aguf, so there he's chayiv koretz. So I would think if he'll bring into the Beis HaMikdash begodim tmeim, he also should be chayiv koretz. Tam loyma u besori lo yirchatz Venosa Avoina. Alachitzas guf oyonish koretz. Val kibus begodov ba'arboim. So they all learn out from there's a lav to bring in kalim tmeim. So this is a Pseshvera Rashi, that Rashi says is a Chiyiv Koris. Okay, so but they learn it means a Chiyiv Malkis. So nothing. So Rav Tovi Bakisne said, Amachnis Tomei Sheretz, if a person brought into the Beis HaMikdash a Keli that was Mekabel Tumah from a Sheretz, Chai Sheretz Atzmoi, but what if he brought into the Beis HaMikdash a Sheretz alone? Potter. He's potter. Why is he potter? My time, omakro mizochor v'ad nekeiva tishaleichu. In the posik of the iso to be metame de machnes, the mitzvah of shiluach machnes, it says mizochor v'ad nekeiva tishaleichu. So Chazal darshan mi sheyesh lo itare b'mikve. By who is there a din shiluach? By who is there an iso? V'dum yitizochor nekeiva sheyesh lo itare b'mikve. Yotzo sheretz she'ein loy tare. But a sheretz does not have tare b'mikveh, so therefore a sheretz, there's no issa. In the Torah for sure. Zot Rashi, mizoch abad nekeiva tishaleichu, b'migdashkoi, k'dechsiv b'seife v'lo yetamu es machneim, asher ni shoichin b'soichom. So the issa to be metame the machna applies to a zocher on the cave. Do me the zocher on the cave. Adam sheyesh lo itare betvilis, or something that is a bar tare, that is a nisatim emetam adamachm. Something that is not a bar tare, there's no iser to be metam adamachm. Period. The Ganyakiv is ma'ira, and this Gemara, see, this is a member of Shmuel. The Gemara says in Psochim that a tomei meis is mutter b'machna leviyah. What's the raya? Because it says as follows, v'yikach moishes atzmais Yosef imoi. Imoi b'mechitzosoi, so he took in the atzmais Yosef into machna leviyah. So if he took it in, so madach ameis you're allowed to take it, I'll take atzmais Yosef, about the gibis, a tomei meis is mutter. So like the goinyakev, it's a pella. A meis is ein loitare b'mikve. So memel ameis you're allowed to, a tomei meis av shanach. We see over here, a tomei sheretz, yoiver alav. A sheretz, you're not. And fakert, the Gemara only brings the raya from atzmais Yosef to mutter b'machna leviyah. Imoi b'mechitzosei, that atzmais Yosef mutter b'machna leviyah, b'machna shechina tzicha osa. What is it different than a sheretz? Amal kaponim azoi shteita on the Gemara. Once there may be a meisiz mochomo, a tamo ba'oyo. Amal kaponim, the kasha is a psaberi geshmake kasha. Period. Zip to Gemara lai me misaya leis. I have a raya to Shmuel. What's the raya? It says, Misocho adne keivo tishalaichu shteit na baraisa. Parat l'kli cheres. Divrei Rabbi Yose Glili. Rabbi Yose Glili said, if a person will bring in a kli cheres, that was tomei, there's no iso. So what's wrong with a kli cheres tomei? My time. Av mishum delas lei tara b'mikve. So kli cheres doesn't have a tara b'mikve. Let us see Rashi. Parat l'kli cheres tomei shimechnise le migdosh potom. He's not chayim malkis or chatos. The ain loy tare. So how do you know that a kli cheres doesn't have tare? Tchsi ba oisai shish boiru. The ain loy tare elo b'shvirose. So memeila a kli cheres does not have tare b'mikveh. So the gemara loy. No, could be from this beraisa there's no ray. Could be the chesaron of kli cheres is a different chesaron. What's the chesaron? That we learn now, Mizocher, Adnekevet, Teshalechu, that the Iser is by something that has the characteristics of a Zocher Nekevet. Now, that's one characteristic, Tare B'mikve. It could be that characteristic is not Ma'akev. There's another characteristic that a Zocher Nekevet is. A Zocher Nekevet could become an Avatumah. There's a potential to be an Avatumah. So anything that has a potential to be an Avatumah, then there's a din of Shiluach, in a machna, you know to me metama the machna. Something that does not have a potential to be an avatume, there's no din shiluah. So according to the Gemara now, the Gemara wants to say as follows. So could be Shmuel is wrong. A sheret which is an avatume, similar to Zohar Nekeve. So me mele by a sheret, so will be a din shiluah machna. No, the baraita is only mamayta kli cheres, which can never be an avatume. Let us see the Gemara. Nachmo. My lamishim the less like tava mikvoloi. Misha nasa ovatume. Yotzek lichere she'enai nasa ovatume. Zot rash. Loi. Loi lamei meloch amachni sheretz chayev. Could be a person will bring a sheretz into the base of Mikdash chayev. The time of the Klin Shmuel is wrong. Time of the klicheres, mishum sheine roi le medres. Klicheres is not roi le medres. V'liyoisoi av atume. It's not roi le medres, so therefore cannot be an av atume. The beinen dumye de zoche nekeve. Pa'omim shu av atume. Zoche nekeve have a potential of becoming an av atume. Ki goin. Zov, vizovo, v'tomei meis. Chena Kalim Nami can also become an avatuma. Hoyel Uruyin Leyosis Avatuma Kigain Zoch in the Kaiva. How does a Kaili become an avatuma? Shuroy Lemedris Ulamayshev Hazor. So something that's Roy Lamedrish and Moshe Bezov, Havi Avatuma, Aide Medrish or Zov, becomes an Avatuma. The Zov is an Avatuma, the Medrish is also an Avatuma. Metanim Odom Vekalim, Kedersi, Vahayoshe, the person, Alakli, Asheyoshev, Olav Azov, Yitma. So you see the Keli becomes an Avatuma, it's Metama, the Yoshev Olav. Is Hamachnison, the Migdosh of a person will bring a Keli, a Kli Matris. Into the base, Amigdosh, Afiluk Shehen Rishoinim, Afilum, they're not an Avatum. Kigain Shenitmu be Magazov, Azov did not sit on them, no, Bazov touched it. I know, go be Medras Azov, Ish Bisharov, Ish Atumachai. Because Al Kaponim, it is a mean that is capable of becoming an Avatum. Yotze Kli Cheresh, Ainin Nasa, Ovatum, a Kli Cheresh can never become an Avatum. Why not? Shein loch akli nasa avatuma letami adam akelim ala medras hazov ke defrishis. How could a keli become an avatuma for medras hazov? Defrishis leel. Oy maga hameis. Or there's another way. If a meis will touch the keli, the meis havi avais atuma. Dersi vizeis chukas bikli oy baodom shenoga bemeis. V'chol ashay yigaboy atome. So now this person who touched the meis and became atome meis, is Yitmo, will become Tome. Vanevish and Negas, whatever the Tome will touch, will touch a Keli, it's Tome. Vanevish and Negas, a person will touch him, Titma Dore. Perish, Nevish and Negas, boy, betome ze, shenitmo bemeis, Titma Dore. Vaho, loimoti, Slamein v'day v'nefesh ani gas b'nei gei b'meis atzmei koma dim kein tume shivik. Alma, tume meis ova tume mash v'lei krole tame yoda. So a tume meis it can also be an avatum. Now, so we have two ways how something can become an avatum, either by tumes medris, keili, or by a tume meis. Hilka, kli cheres einei nasa avatum meklam. A kli cheres Lafuki klicheres, the less leitare b'mikve. So the Gemara says a droshe, that a klicheres cannot be mekabel tumes medres, because tumes medres is makish mishkova lo, the mishkova vazova, is only mekabel tume, if it's dumyet azova, just like azova is a tare b'mikve, so the mishkova also is a tare b'mikve. So the Gemara says, so that is why That is why Klichas Nama Kabotum is Medras. So, between you, Rabbi Kivege asked the Kashe, in Bechiris and in Shabbos, Rashi is Saisa the Gemara, the Pelos Rashi is bringing down this Gemara. And Lulu de Mistafina, I would say Rashi means Alosh and Kosa, the Medras Lechosi, Mishim de Nishba, Rashi doesn't mean that it's fragile. Rashi means it doesn't have Tara b'mikveh de Nishba. That's what Rashi means. Because Rashi in Shabbos Taka says that Klicheres is not Tara b'mikveh, because Shviros is Utarose. So maybe that's good for Pshat and Rashi, but it seems they did not learn Pshat and Rashi like that. And then it's Apelo Taka from the Gemara in Shabbos. By Yitzhame Meile, the Duchtumis Medris, it can't be Mekaboto. Vayde maginami, what if it touches a meis? Nami le avatume. Tchsiv la'el mahukro v'chitay b'yom ha'shlishi. B'chol ha'shi gaboy atome. Kol ha'ich v'krinim b'y v'chitay d'yesh le'tare b'tvilem. Krinim b'y v'nefesh anigas titmo. Kol ha'ich v'krinim b'y v'chitay. Here there's also similar drasha. It's something that has tare l'krinim b'y v'nefesh anigas. So something, what becomes an avatume is something that yesh leitare b'mikveh. This is legabit mekabel tume from a meis. Zot Taisvis. Yotzok licheres einasa avatume. Perish bekontres. Vile medres loichoses. Legabit tumes meis ksi vichite b'meshvich licheres labachite dechsi ba'aisis ishbeiros. So Taisvis also we see that kipshutet le medres loichose. You can't the metzias of medres is not shayich by a klicher. Yes. Look the Gemara. So now we have a member of Shmuel. Shmuel says
that a keli that is a rishon letumah, that one is chayiv, but a sheretz alon yepata. So Shmuel held that in order to be chayiv on shiluach machne, you have to have a dovah sheyesh lo itara b'mikve. And the Gemara wanted to be matche. No, could be the criteria is not tara b'mikve. The criteria is that there's a potential to become an avato. Because the Gemara leimo ketanoi. Maybe this is a machlokes tanoi. Sheretz shenimtza b'mikdash. Amish. We found a sheretz in the mikdash. Koyin meitiyoi behem yonoi. Shaloi lishay sasatume. Divrei Rabbi Yochanan ben Breika. Rabbi Yochanan ben Breika says we have no right to keep the tumah in the mikdash, so we have to do something, even though it involves being metame the avnate of the koyin. No, sebrentnish, you can look around for a tzvas, that's a pshute kliyeh. Shlele rabbi says atuma, we shouldn't be metama more things. Is my love v'hokim miflegi, the man, the omar, shaloi lishai. The tanikame that says you have to get it out as soon as possible, he holds it, and you said there, I saw with a sheret. Kosov amachni sheretz lemigdosh chayet. Uman the Yomar Shaloi L'Rabbis, he says, no, you can wait. Let's look for Pshutik L'Yeish. It shouldn't be Metama more things. Kosova Amachni Sheret L'Migdosh Potter. He holds the Machni Sheret L'Migdosh is Potter. So Memela Brentach Nish, there's no Chiyip to begin a Sheret, there's no Mitzvah Sasei to take it out. So Memela, Stamazay, it's not back then. So Memela, you can wait. Let's look. One should not be Metama, the Avnate of the Koyim. To take out the sheretz, it is no issue. Calls man it's there. Zot Rash. Man da omar shaloi lishayis kesofa sheretz toin shiluach midi reisem. Zachiyev shiluach midi reis. Ilkach loin mitchi mikame ribi hatu midi avne. So memelu, we're not matche this mitzvah sasei because through the mitzvah sasei I'm etam midi avne. Maybe that's a day chaloisas. I have to get it out as soon as possible. So memele. So therefore, I'm a time of the avne. So it's a gemara loy. No, that's not the machleik. The kula almechay. Everyone holds could be not like Shmuel. That by a sheret shechayiv, hoche b'hoche miflegi. The machlokes is as follows. Mar sovo shi tuma odit. One holds it is better to keep the tuma there, a be not to be metame and the avne. Mar sovo afushi tuma odit. If everyone holds shechayiv, everyone holds shechayiv on the sheret, but the shayil is, which is the less of the two evils? To be metame the avnate, or to leave it there and to look for a pshute kliye. Zot Rashi. Hamach nisheretz kasinon, shi odi. This better me afushi to me. The avnate nami midi de kaidishu. So he holds, it's kedai. It's what's your problem? You metame the machne. So the avnate is also a dovah kodesh. You metame the avnate. So memele, so it's kedai to wait. It's just, even though now there's the sheval tasa, there's a tumas migdash, there's a tumas machna, there's the sheretz, but it is better to leave it there than to be metame the avnate, which is kodesh. Now the Rishash asks Akasha and Rashi, he says, Rashi says, what is the svara that shiyui is better? So Rashi says, shiyui is better because, like this, you're metame the avnet, which is kodesh. So, vaisteis from Rashi, what would be if you would have, let's say, not a beged kodesh? You'd have a chveis, you'd have that kedi, which will be mekabel tum, not a klishodus. He'd find something else there. And so then he should zicha take it out. That means he shouldn't, The whole problem of Afushi Tum is your metama klishos. So the base gives them from Rashi. If you're metama akeli, so you're bringing more tumah into the base hamikdash. If you're metama akeli, so you're bringing more tumah into the base hamikdash. Avnei, forget about tal klishores mizeh. I'm bringing in, as soon as the Avnei touches it, so it becomes Tomei. That's the din that Shmuel says, Amachnis Tomei Sheretz L'Migdash Chayev. I'm bringing in new Tomei to the Beis HaMikdash. So that's why I shouldn't be allowed to be Metame the Avnei. On this new din, Rashi says it's a new din now to be Metame Klishores. Dal this new din Mehoche. I'm stamazai the chayre the svara should be I shouldn't be permitted to be metame the avnet because I'm bringing in that the din amachnis tomei sheretz lemikdash. I'm making now something which is a tomei sheretz. I'm bringing in new tumah to the mikdash. That's what the Rishash asks on Rashi. Emes will see it's Taisus Akasha and Rabbeinu Chananu. Let us see Taisus. Loi, the kula alme chayiv. Everyone holds that amachni sheretz b'mikdash is chayiv. Ushmur doma poter islay. He zicher doesn't learn like that. He says the tanoi. It's a machlekes tanoi. That's more than to say before. Usvir elein. He holds kemandi yoma poter. He holds like the mandi yoma that holds its poter. And he paskins fakert. You have to look. He paskins like Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbeinu Chananu goras the kuli alme poter. Rabbeinu Chananu's girsa is punkt verkehrt. Everyone holds that if you machnes asheretz, it's poter. Kosha lepirusha, in fact, Tachtoises, if everyone holds that asheretz, there's no din of tumas migdish, there's no din of shiluach, the my time, the man, the ome behem yonoi, in fact, Tachtoises, amira de kekashe, Hobin yona ike isura deraisa lahash oisai bimigdosh faker. Now you're making problems. Kozmandish, if everyone knows potter, so that means Kozmandish sheretz is in the base of migdosh is no problem whatsoever. Because the sheretz is a dover the less late tara bimikve. Everyone holds like Shmuel. So sheretz is less late tara bimikve. So memele. So what's the svore? So then what could be the svore of the man the yomar that holds you behem yonai? If you do it behem yonai, so memela now you machnis tumme bemigdash because the hemian zikhe is tumme bemigdash. Zikhe is also, it's zikhe, well, yesh lai tara bemikve. The my time of the man the yomar ben yonai, ha ben yonai ike isura de reise, la shayse bemigdash. The is lai tara bemikve. Ubisheret, like Isura the Reise, the less like Tarebe Mikve. Kach nire girsus akunteres hike. The Mirdike Kashi said the Taisus asked on the Rabbeinu Chananu. And this Kashi, the Magi and the Meiri wants to say, later we're going to have in the Gemara that Litzoyrech Hamikdosh, one is permitted to go in, even into the Heichel, even to the Kodesh Kadoshim, even a Tomei is permitted to go in. That means all these Yisurim is Stamazoi. But to go in Letzeirech, to be Mesakin the Mikdash, or any other Tzeirech, so a Tomei is also permitted to go in. So the Chiddush HaMiri, the Magi and the Chiddush HaMiri wants to say that Rabbeinu Chananu held, a fellow will say there's no Isser D'Raisa, but it seems that they held that it's not preferable that a Sheretz should remain in the Mikdash. I mean, we see the Amata Tiltul Muktzah for that. So Al Kaponim, there is an Isser or an Inyan, there is a Tzorech Mikdash that it should get out of here. So the Tzorech, a fellow Atomi is allowed to go in. So Fakert, so if the more it remains here, the worse it is. So fakel. So I take it out with the hemion. By taking out with the hemion, I'm being metame the migdosh now. But this is letzoyrech hamigdosh. So just like a tomei, he says, who would in a tomei be allowed to go in to take out the sheretz? So memele, so that's the svar da bein chanamo. Zog de gemore, elo kahani tanoi. So the gemore wants to say that the machloikis, the machloikis of this shaila, if there's an iser de reise to be machnes asheretz or not, is totally in this machloikis tanoi, the safe of our Mishnah. This nan mehechen meitzian oisai. We learned in the Mishnah, if you find the sheretz, in which area do you find the sheretz that you have to take him out? So we hear the machlokes. Shimon ben Anas holds you only take him out from the hechel, the ulam, bein ulam, and mizbeach. And Rabbi Kiva says you take him out from the zor also. So what is the machlokes? My love, behokem miflagi. The man, the omar meyazoro. The man, the omar that says. You only take him out from the Azorah. You take him out of you found the sheretz in the Azorah. Loikosova machnishel samigdash potter. Fakert, he holds that there's an iser de reise to take him out. So there's an iser de reise to take out a sheretz. There's a mitzvah de reise of shiluach. There's an iser to begin a sheretz. Some amel, if it's in the Azorah, you have to get him out. That's the svar of Rabbi Kiva. Man, doma mikula, the man, the yomam, yazorah, I'm sorry, man, the yomam, yazorah, loy from the zorah, you don't take it out, kesov, only from the hechon, the ulam, he holds a machnishel, some migdash pota. So the whole thing was only, als kovid ashchine, that if it's in the hechon, the ulam, you take it out, not me ikeradin, because asheretz is not here. Man, the yomam, mikula, zorah, kesov, chaye, zot rashi. My love, bohokim iflegi, the man dom, ame yazor, loy mafkin, loy bishabis. The man, the yomah says from the zor, you don't take it out, bishabis, kosova machni sheretz, lamigdash pota. The loy beini shiluach midereis, you do not need shiluach midereis. Hilkach, loy mitchayeshvus, mikamei. So we will not be matter ashvus, darabonom. Because of this, there's no Yisra de Reis. Meheichom u'u lo mudam afkin alei, mishim kvayt shchin alei, midach hachomim divreim. The other man, the Yomar, that says, that if on the Azor, Rabbi Kiva holds, if on the Azor, you take it out, because he holds, Rabbi Kiva holds, that a machne sheretz, b'migdash is chayib, so meheil des an Yisra de Reis. So therefore, they were matter the shvus of till to look to take it out of the Azor.